How to set boundaries to protect your creativity. Hi, I'm Luke. I'm a teacher and a creative person. And in these short podcasts, this is only the second one, I'm going to be talking about all of those sorts of things: teaching, creativity, inspiration, things to inspire adventure, and a just sort of abundant attitude as well are really important to me. It's the 15th of February as I record this. I'm having a bit of a recording session this morning, going to get a few of these blog posts up. And the idea of these recordings is that they represent an audio version of the blog post that I've done. Okay, so they're not going to be very long. Each of them is only going to be 4 to 6 minutes, and they're just an idea, a little inspiration for you to listen to on the way home from work or the way to work or whilst you're doing the washing up, that will hopefully just relight that creative fire inside you, or hopefully inspire you in some creative way. Okay, so we're talking about today setting boundaries to protect your creativity. Now, this is something to me that's really, really important. I'm a creative person, and I've said that already, but I wouldn't be a creative person if I didn't give myself the time to do that. And that doesn't need to be a lot of time. Okay, and here's some ideas that you can do you could try to sort of put that regular creativity into your mind. To start with, though, boundaries in the modern age, I think, have picked up a bit of a bad rep. I think when we talk about boundaries, images of a glass ceiling or elitism or xenophobia come to mind. And that is where there's a boundary stopping you. And you're right, in those situations, it is bad. It's stopping you. It's keeping you in. It's holding you back. And these boundaries are often also set by other people. They're negative, they're limiting, they're not set by yourself. Setting your own boundaries, though, can be very positive and empowering. Here's a metaphorical example for you. Picture a playground where the children are forbidden for playing right near the edges of the playground because that's too close to a road. This would cause them to be limited just to that middle space, with the nervous glares of the parents every time a ball went near the road and someone had to go and collect it. Imagine then a tall fence was built around the playground, okay, to keep the cars and the children separate. Essentially, it's a boundary for the children. It's keeping them locked inside the playground. But what it's also doing is providing safety as they can run and kick and catch and play wherever they want. That's the sort of boundary that I set in my life in order to be creative. And I'm suggesting, if you haven't already, you do the same. If you're a creative person like me, then your creativity is one of those children in that playground. It's very easy in a stressful, busy life like we all have for that creativity only to play in that tiny little space area in the middle, that tiny little safe area in the middle, never exploring or enjoying that to its fullest. Here's a couple ideas to help you put up that fence around your creativity, giving it that free rein to learn, to enjoy, and to flourish. The first one's an obvious one, I think. Dedicate time and stick to it. Time is key with creativity. It takes time to get into something. It takes time to develop those skills. That time needs to be regular and it needs to be stuck to. If the boundaries around this metaphorical playground aren't secure, there's no point them being there at all. If you're struggling with time in the first place, there's some ideas in a post on my website you might find helpful. Search time for being creative. Don't judge your creativity. I've been writing my novel for over a year. I think it's almost two, in fact. And I'm still going. I keep improving, putting it to one side before looking back at it. It'll be ready to come out soon, but first of all, I need to be happy with it. I think it's important that I give my creativity that time off before judging it. It means it will take a while, but that's okay. It's okay not to share. For reasons above, it's okay not to share your creative endeavours straight away. If you want to, that's fine. Maybe what you've made, though, is too fragile so far to see the light of day. Take some time, tweak, perfect it, and be patient. Creativity is its own reward. Something I've learned from writing is that being creative is its own reward. I wrote already about all the things I learned from a year of creativity here. Search Creative Habit on my website to find it. Maybe one day you'll be one of the lucky people who can make money from their creative endeavours, but at first I think enjoying the process has to be enough. This will give you the attitude to enjoy, value, and succeed at it. How do you let your creativity know it's valued? Thank you so much. I hope some of those ideas have been helpful to you. I'd love it if you join this conversation with me at lukerichardsoncreative.com. You can join my mailing list there, or comment on the blog post particularly, and we'll have a conversation that way. Or join me on Twitter, and I tweet at Luke Richa, Luke R-I-C-H-A.